The owners of one of the nation's oldest commercial nuclear reactors wants to operate it for another 20 years. But the Vermont Yankee plant on the banks of the Connecticut River is leaking radioactive water. Yankee says it's close to finding the source of the radiation. But as Vermont Public Radio's John Dillon reports, the plant's misleading information about the leaks has put its future in jeopardy.
We're outside the main reactor building, and they're drilling a test well, one of about a dozen that they've been drilling here for almost 3 weeks now, looking for traces of radioactive tritium, which is contained in water that is leaking from the plant toward the river.
So they've narrowed it down to three areas. One is called the Radways Processing Building. The other is the off-gas building.
Rob Williams is a spokesman for Entergy, the company that owns the Yankee plant in southern Vermont, along with 11 other U.S. nuclear reactors. He says technicians are focusing on several systems as the possible source of the leak. Williams says the radiation leaks are not a danger to the public because no one drinks the water from the contaminated wells. Randy Keeler lives about 10 miles away. He says the plant is just too old.
To run an old machine 20 more years beyond what it was designed to run for is foolhardy and unsafe in the extreme.
While Yankee scrambles to find the leaking pipes, the company is also trying to make the case why it should operate for another 20 years after its 2012 shutdown date. Vermont law gives the legislature the right to vote on the license extension, and that's a hard sell these days. David O'Brien heads the state agency that oversees utilities. He told lawmakers that Entergy breached the public trust by failing to tell the truth about the existence of underground pipes that could leak.
Based on what they've done so far, I don't think they've earned your vote. They haven't earned mine.
Entergy officials were asked under oath if Yankee had underground pipes, since leaks have been a problem at other older reactors. The answer back from Entergy was no. The Vermont Attorney General is now pursuing a perjury investigation. Entergy says it didn't deliberately try to mislead anyone. But so far, the company's response has not satisfied Republican Governor Jim Douglas. The governor had been a strong supporter of extending the plant's operating license. He now wants the legislature to postpone a vote on the plant's future.
With so many ongoing investigations, unanswered questions, and my own unease with previous information we've received from Energy Management, I can no longer ask legislators to vote this year. Therefore, I'm calling for a timeout.
The governor also wants Entergy to fire the officials involved. So far, the company has reshuffled its lobbying and public relations team and reassigned its Vermont vice president. Entergy CEO Wayne Leonard told investors in a recent conference call that the company will make it right with Vermont.
In conversations with Governor Douglas, I made a personal commitment to not only resolve the known inconsistencies, but also to seek out and find any and all discrepancies or less than clear information supplied by anyone in this process and correct the record.
The Yankee plant provides 650 well-paying jobs, jobs that legislators know would be lost if the plant shuts down. But Senate President Peter Shumlin said the company has lost credibility in the State House.
I have felt for a long time like Entergy Louisiana doesn't do business the way we do business in Vermont. The second piece is that this plant was scheduled to close in 2012. The other plants like it have all been retired for mechanical reasons, and this one needs to be retired too.
The Vermont case comes as the nuclear industry hopes for a renaissance. A dozen other older plants are also up for license extension. And the industry hopes to build new plants as one way to address greenhouse gas pollution. For NPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier, Vermont.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.